those of us who take our five senses for granted can barely imagine the world of silent darkness inhabited by a person who is simultaneously unable to hear and see. Helen Keller's amazing story of deaf blindness was memorialized in the Academy Award-winning 1962 film The Miracle Worker. Now the number of people with this dual disability is rapidly rising as the elderly population grows. Joe McNulty is executive director of the Helen Keller National Center in Sands Point, New York.
I had seen an advertisement for a mobility instructor. They were looking to hire mobility instructors who are people who teach blind and deafblind people how to travel, how to use a cane, etc. And the requirements in those days back in the 60s and 70s were that you had to have a physical education degree, and I had been a phys ed major. So I went in, and it was 40 years ago, and I interviewed at the Helen Keller Center. They had just opened up, and I was interviewed by a gentleman who himself was completely deaf and totally blind, and I communicated with him by printing letters on the palm of his hand, and he had speech so I could understand what he was saying. And it was just one of those, you know, memorable experiences. I had never met a deaf person, let alone a deafblind person. I had it once described to me by a friend who himself is deafblind, and he said that he could be in Yankee Stadium among 60,000 people and might as well be home in his bedroom alone unless someone reaches out and makes physical contact with him to let him know what's going on. It's that isolating when you are without sound and sight.
The population of Americans with combined auditory and visual impairment, according to a recent study, could reach 1.2 million in coming years. This includes individuals who are significantly or totally deafblind. They will be up against significant challenges.
Well, the average person doesn't know how to communicate with a deaf person, let alone a deafblind person. People don't know sign language. To me, the biggest positive has been the development and the evolution of technology, that there are devices now, many of them portable, that a deafblind person can take with them to go into a restaurant, to go into a store, and they can communicate with a sighted hearing person, be it a waitress or a clerk at the counter, by typing into this machine, and the letters appear so the sighted person can read it. The person prints back, types back to the deafblind person, and it comes out in Braille so that they can read what's going on. So the deafblind person does not have to have speech. The sighted hearing person does not have to know sign language, and they can communicate back and forth.